This episode of Be Witches.
Kung kailangan ko pumili about dating the guy na in love ako and friend ko, susundin ko yung heart ko.
Well, with me naman, I would say na parang what kind of friend are you to fucking date my
I'm
ex?
I'm weak. Kunyari lang, yung ex mo, dinate ko.
Excuse me, that's my ex and we broke up for a reason. Do you wanna have that problem in your relationship? If you're brave enough to hook up or to like your friend's ex, you should be brave enough to tell your friend that you like the ex and you're willing to like go through that relationship with him and stuff.
This podcast is a member of the Oomph Podcast Network. Ang mga podcast na may oomph.
Hey guys,
I am
Tina Wells,
and this is Amanda calling,
and we are Be Witches. So today we have a very interesting topic, and I've been wanting to actually talk about it. Well, I'm gonna ask you. Of course, we've been friends for so long, diba? And we have a girl code. And you and me, Amanda, we have these rules na parang, oh yan na, hands off yan, you cannot touch that person. Ako may hands off ako sa'yo. So let's talk about this girl code, dating your friend's ex. I wanna ask you first, nangyari na ba to sa'yo?
May na-hook up akong ex ng kakilala ko pero hindi ko close friend.
Hindi mo
friend.
Siya friend.
Yeah, parang nasa isang circle lang kami.
And then you hooked up with her ex-boyfriend.
Pero sobrang tagal, mga after 10 years. So, na-hit niya na yung statute of limitation.
Yes, yes. Sa experience ko, wala pa ako na-experience na ganun. Kasi my answer to that, to be honest, is ask yourself, question yourself, is it worth it to date that guy, which is the ex of your friend, diba?
Ako, kung ex din ng friend ko yung guy, tapos mababaw lang naman yung attraction ko for the guy, wala, hindi ko na yun i-date. Pero, kung malalim yung nararamdaman ko for the guy, I will talk to my friend about it. And ko-consult ko siya anong mafe-feel niya pag i-date ko. Magiging honest ako, radical honesty na, I really feel so deeply attracted to your ex. Can I date him? Because maybe sila hindi nag-work kasi hindi meant to be sila. Pero what if yun yung right man for you? So, kung real friend mo rin yung friend mo, maiintindihan niyo yun, di ba? Kasi kung ayaw niya i-date ng kahit sinong girl yun, ba't niya binrake?
It depends. So, parang dito pumapasok yung time span na where you draw the line and where ka pwedeng pumasok. Kasi, to be honest, you have to think also na if you enter that relationship, that dating your ex's friend, you have to be ready na that friendship could end.
Kaya nga, I will talk to her Radical honesty, di ba? Mahirap naman din maging friend sa kanya kung I cannot be honest to her about how I feel about the guy. So, ngayon, kung kailangan ko pumili about dating the guy na in love ako and friend ko, susundin ko yung heart ko. Kasi kung totoong friend ko rin siya, maiintindihan niya din ako yung nararamdaman ko. Break na sila
At saka also, pwedeng yung ex-girlfriend, which is your friend, baka siya pa yung hindrance dun sa totoong love story ni guy.
Kunyari lang, yung ex mo, dinate ko. Kunyari, si Starboy.
Starboy is hands off. Alam mo, to be honest, why would you even date that shit? Diba?
Like, paano kung nag-grown na siya, tapos biglang natin sa kanya sa growth
niya? Alam mo,
niya.
I think, yun nga, yung time span.
Parang maiiyak ka na.
Hindi, gali. Kasi parang nilalagay ko dun yung situation. Kasi bigla akong naramdaman ngayon na hindi na ganun ka-deep yung feelings ko sa kanya na pwede ko na siyang tanggalin sa list ko ng hands off.
Ko. Pero huwag ka mag-alala, hindi ko siya i-date. Wala akong energy.
Hindi mo rin siya type. So, okay, sige. With me naman, no. Basically, no for
hindi
me.
Hindi mo i-date yung ex ko.
Hindi ko i-date yung ex mo and I wouldn't appreciate it if somebody dated my ex na friend ko sila. So, time span pa rin yun. Like, kailangan walang-wala na akong feelings kay guy. Wala na talagang nagko-connect doon. Kasi ayoko maging awkward na nasa isang room tayo na ex kita, friend ko to, like, nasa isang room to. Dapat wala na yung awkward energy. So, basically, for me, it's a no. And eto yung take ko doon It's like, You can have your own story with other men. Why do you want to have a story with this guy that's connected to your friend?
Seven billion people
exactly.
In the
There's
world,
so many men in the world. Go find outside of your group of friends kasi another issue pa yan, tas pag-uusapan. And it's like a diary na parang ikaw, boyfriend kita, and we have our diary together. If you hooked up or if you date my friend, so yung diary ko, shinare mo na rin sa friend ko.
Ako, okay lang sa akin, date mo kahit sino sa mga ex ko. Except yung two na tumitibok pa rin yung heart chakra.
See, that's my
hands
point.
Hands off.
Diba? You know what? Dating a friend's ex is actually a very interesting concept. Kasi, yung dynamic na magkakakilala na kayo even before, paano mo siya ipapakita sa world na you are the girl who's dating your friend's ex-boyfriend?
Sa akin, ako, you know me naman, wala akong paki sa opinion ng world eh. So, I'm just gonna be really honest with myself. Kung talagang ang lalim ng nararamdaman mo for the guy, yun lang, you have to be radically honest with yourself, with your friend, with the guy, and then make a choice. Kung sino mas importante sa'yo, yung na-build mong relationship with your friend or yung relationship na you wanna build with the guy. Kasi, kung yung nararamdaman mo hindi maintindihan ng friend mo na ex nung guy, baka meant to be na mag-separate muna din kayo. Time for you to grow separately.
Yeah.
And maybe pag naintindihan niya na na talagang kayo yung meant to be ng ex niya, na wala na rin feelings niya, maybe magbabalikan kayo as a friend. So for me, radical honesty pa rin with yourself yung pinaka-importante and with the people you're in a relationship with.
Well, with me naman, I would say na parang what kind of friend are you to fucking date my
ex? I'm weak.
Like parang, excuse me, that's my ex and we broke up for a reason and there's a reason why we broke up. Do you want to have that problem in your relationship? So actually, ganito, if you're willing talaga to cross that line and ready ka na parang if I go with this guy, our friendship could end. And also like, itong feelings na to is coming from a place of purity and love and everything, sige, maybe consider it. But there's only one rule. If you're brave enough to hook up or to like your friend's ex, you should be brave enough to tell your friend that you like the ex and you're willing to like go through that relationship with him and stuff. So, pag sinabi mo na sa kanya na parang, hey, type ko yung ex mo or whatever, ibibless mo ba to or what? To be honest, it's not your problem anymore if mag-yes siya or mag-no. Nasabi mo na yung part mo na trip mo yung ex, nasa kanya na yun how she will take it. She could be like, you know, I don't appreciate that much. If you wanna see him, I don't wanna be around you guys. And that could end your friendship.
Yeah, so you make a choice. Anong mas gusto mong ituloy or i-end? Friendship mo with the person or yung
relationship
mo with the guy? Kasi what if yun talaga yung meant to be? What if yung guy toxic siya sa friend mo pero sa'yo, because ikaw yung right girl for him, nag-grow na siya, nai-inspire mo siya to be better. Diba? Ngayon, kung kayo ng friend mo, masakit yun eh pag nangyari
That's
yun,
diba? That's another breakup. And pero, friendship breakup is much more harder than
mas masakit, diba? Pero pag nag-break naman kayo, kung deep down, love nyo talaga yung each other, pag nag-subside na yung pain na yon, magbabalikan din naman kayo as a friend. And nangyari na sa akin yun yung falling out with a girlfriend before. Yeah. Although not about lalaki. Nung nag-grow na kami separately, nagbalikan kami kasi we really still love each other. Naintindihan namin na nag-falling apart kami because we were both wounded nung mga panahon na yun. And yun, namimiss pa rin ang heart namin yung each other eh. So, I feel like ako nyari mangyari sa akin yun and sa friend ko pag na-end yung friendship namin tapos nag-grow yung relationship ko with the guy, syempre pagdadasal ko lagi na yung friend ko sana ma-meet niya rin yung right guy for her. Pag na-meet niya na yung right guy for her and we still love each other nung friend ko, maybe magkakabalikan din naman kami. Pero, kasi ako, I live in the moment eh. Kung in the moment, yung heart ko talaga beat for ex ng friend ko. You cannot choose who you're gonna be in love with.
You just have to consider like things na parang your friendship is gonna end.
Yeah.
You might be like not hang out with the same group of people because it's really shit.
Yeah. It's
awkward.
You know,
awkward, like dating, awkward yun. Like dating your, let's say, best friend's ex or friend's ex. And also, be ready na pag-uusapan kayo ng group of friends. I-judge ka nila dahil hindi naman nila alam yung nasa heart mo eh. And also, with the guy, kunyari, nag-break na sila ng girlfriend niya, diba? Girls, always ask the guy, anong reason kung ba't kayo nag-break? Kasi, pwedeng yung same freaking problem na nandun sa relationship niya before, dadali niya dito.
Pwede, pero diba? Pwede rin hindi. Kasi kung ikaw yung right girl for him, nag-grow siya because of you.
Kamusta mga tol? Si Kian to. Naghahanap ka ba ng podcast na chill at tamang sound trip lang ganun? Well, you can join me and my special guest every week as we sit down, relax, and talk about... I don't know. Bahala na. Mas marami atang masayang kwentuhan na nangyayari kapag hindi talaga pinaplano. The I Don't Know Show with me, Kian Cipriano, now streaming on Spotify.
So what if, like, kunyari ako, I've been telling you, oh my God, si ganito, si ganyan, ganito yung ginawa, ganyan, tas yan, you keep advising me and stuff, whatever, whatever. And then, biglang, kunyari, after a year, nang lagi kong ino-open up sa'yo yung mga heartache ko kay boyfriend, biglang sabi mo sa akin na, type ko yung boyfriend mo. Hindi ka ba mapapaisip na, dude, toxic nga siya sa akin eh, tas gusto mo siya?
Naiisip ko yon, pero I'm gonna judge him based on how he's showing up to me. Kung sa'yo toxic siya, nakita ko, pero sa akin nakikita ko he's a good person, then I'm gonna observe him and judge him accordingly kung paano siya mag-show up sa akin. But of course, masakit din sa akin yun na pag pumili ako ng isa sa inyo, kailangan kong i-break yung isang relationship. Mm-hmm. Masakit sa akin yun. But then, that's why, ang formula ko lagi, radical honesty with yourself, integrity within yourself, and then making a choice and taking 100% responsibility of that choice and committing to that choice. I don't think mangyayari sa atin yun. Kasi
sobrang magkaiba rin yung mga type natin.
Magkaiba yung type natin. Magkaiba rin yung mga nagkaka-type sa atin. Yeah.
Diba? So it's not a problem. But kunyari with other, yun nga, group of friends and... Kasi lagi itong nangyayari. And it's much more intense emotions kasi friend mo yung involved, yung ex niya yung involved. So, alam mo, with this kind of situation, it all boils down to communicate. Communicate, like, I'm gonna tell you na I'm ready to date, but I wanna date your ex. Like, if you have something to say, please tell me now, but this is what I wanna do. Kumbaga, parang sinabi mo, inopen mo, hindi kayo nag-i-sneaky-sneaky kasi mas dangerous yung ganun.
Oo, I think mas betrayal yun. Yung pag nag-i-sneaky link mo yung
ex ng boyfriend mo. Ex ng best friend mo or what, diba?
So, kesa naging honest ka na.
So,
lang,
yeah, so diba? Basically with me, it's a no. I'm not gonna fucking date my friend's ex. And feeling ko kahit tumagal, mas hindi ko rin sila type. So, hindi ako nagkaroon ng ganong situation. And you know what? One of my best friend, Ishka, she's getting married soon. Sabi niya sa akin, I'm the type of girl daw na kahit iwan niya ako sa bed with her boyfriends, wala siyang worry. Kasi alam niya na matatrust niya ako sa ganong type. So, yun sinabi niya sa akin before yun.
In fairness, ganon din naman ako. Pero... I feel like there are exceptions to the rule. Like yung guy na hinook up ko, na ex lang, kakilala ko, hindi ko friend. Ang tagal ah. Break sila 2016, 2017 pa. Mm-hmm. Tapos the guy has been messaging me since 2020. Lagi kong inire-reject siya sa utak ko kasi automatic shutdown ako sa kanya. Pero nung nag-pandemic,
so nandun siya. Nasa roster standard.
Modified pandemic standard ko. So sabi ko, kailangan ko nang tanggalin yung rules ko na not to sleep with guys na ex or na sex ng mga kakilala ko. So, natanggal siya dun sa category na yon. So, napunta siya sa pwede. After one year na nag-message siya sa akin, dun ko lang siya nag-respond na, oh, sige, mag-meet tayo. Ganon. Sobrang pinag-isipan ko yun, ha, ng napakatagal na panahon, ha. Kahit hindi ko friend yung girl, ha.
Actually, nakilala ko lang, ha. Minsan, kung hindi mo naman siya friend, at wala talaga kayong bonding or what, go for it.
Oh,
may guilt ka kasi kilala mo siya. But then, if you don't have any relationship, you won't even...
Oh, pero hindi ko siya friend. What if friend ko siya?
Oh, yun
tapos
lang.
Itong guy na to, hindi ko pinili magkagusto sa kanya. Bigla na lang tumubok yung heart ko. Parang may sariling utak yung heart ko. Di ba? That's what I realized. You cannot choose who you're gonna fall in love with. Hindi mo machu-choose consciously ng utak mo. Bigla na lang mararamdaman ng heart mo, ng katawan mo. At sobrang dami ko namimit. Mas gwapong lalaki, mas mayaman, mas successful, mas sikat. Hindi tumitibok yung heart ko. Sabi ko, ano ba? Heart! Tumibok ka naman sa iba.
So tumitibok siya dun sa ex ng friend mo.
Hindi ko friend. Ex na kakilala ko. Acquaintance.
So that's totally
na hi, hello,
different. Ganun. So, okay. So that's my take. It's a no and it depends on the span and always ask your friend it's hands off or not.
Correct.
Diba?
Okay, para lang alam ng public, mag-recommit tayo. Sino nga sa mga ex mo yung hands off sa akin? Ilan-ilan doon?
Actually, dalawa lang. Si Starboy at saka yung nasa UK.
Ako, dalawa lang din. Si Houdini.
Oh, si Houdini.
Si Houdini, nagdi-disappearing act. At saka si Dubai guy.
Si Dubai guy. Okay. Noted.
Kahit wala siya sa Pilipinas, hands off pa rin. Kahit nasa ang galaxy siya sa universe, hands off.
Oh, okay, question naman. Regarding girl code also. Kunyari yung guy na dinidate mo or yung boyfriend mo, best friend niya is girl. Is that okay? Like, how are you gonna accept it?
Tayo mga
Tara, may psychic powers talaga tayo eh. Yung intuition mo, yung nararamdaman mo, usually totoo yun eh. Alam mo yun? So, pakikiramdaman ko.
And kung may something si girl kay... Remember yung dating episode ng podcast natin? She's just a friend. End up, I found out, they really did fuck.
Yeah.
After the relationship, inamin niya sa akin na she's not just a friend.
Yeah. Sinosoften ko pa yung situation. Yeah. Maybe friend lang naman talaga
yun. And sinasabi ko sa'yo, I can feel it. I can feel it. Na hindi. And then ikaw sabi mo, no, friends
na lang.
Huwag kang mag-isip ng ganyan. No, but that's true. Girls can feel everything.
Yeah.
And girls can feel if someone wants their man.
Correct. So, ako, kunyari, may best friend siyang girl, mararamdaman ko yun kasi minsan may guys na hindi sila aware may romantic feeling sila sa best
girl?
Friend nila. Pero, kasi alam nila na hindi pa sila ready mag-commit, pinoprotect nila yung best friend nila from themselves, from their own demons.
Mm-hmm.
So, pinaprotect nila yung girl, hindi sila nagko-commit sa girl, pero they wanna keep the girl around, so bine-best friend nila. Tapos, fucking their girlfriends na they don't love as much, pero hindi lang sila aware. Minsan nangyayari yun eh.
Mas
romantically in love sila dun sa best friend, hindi lang sila aware. Pero pag nakikita ko yung boyfriend ko, best friend lang talaga yung tingin niya sa girl. Wala siyang sexual intention or romantic intention. Mafe-feel ko naman yun with the way he talks about her, you know, the way he moves and behaves around her. Okay lang sa akin. Pero medyo maiirita ako pag nakikita ko yung boyfriend ko, wala siyang romantic feeling for the girl. Pero nararamdaman ko si best friend na girl.
Meron.
Hovering, waiting for a romantic opportunity with the boyfriend. Tapos, lalo na pag mafe-feel ko na may konting issue lang kami, gagatungan niya para mag-break.
So, yun ang mga negative girl best friend. Me, I am a girl best friend to an amazing guy. So, I know how to be a girl best friend. And if my man will have a girl best friend, I will allow it. But like you, I will observe. Kasi ganito yan eh. I will not tell my man to not be friends with a certain girl. I will just observe what they will do.
Mm-hmm.
Alam mo yun? I'm not gonna tell you what to do. I will see what you rather do.
Mm.
So, si girl best friend, because I'm a girl best friend and I know how to be a good girl best friend, ako yung type na pag meron ng girlfriend si guy, nasa corner na lang ako.
Respect, yung
type.
Diba?
Yes, and then ako din yung type because my best friend, meron na siya ngayon girlfriend eh. So, kailangan hindi ako epal because magiging threat ako kay girl.
Mm.
And I don't wanna be threat kay girl kasi she can make my best friend happy. I give them space, I support my best friend whatever whole moment he wants to do. So, I wanna mirror that if my man will have a girl best friend, gusto ko, she respects me too. And she respects the space na parang hindi pwedeng laging best friend moments. Kasi may girlfriend na siya eh. Diba? So, I respect those girls and I will be friends with those good girl best friends. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mare! Si Jelly ito.
Si Janice ito.
Si Candy ito.
This is Carmilla.
Ito na ang podcast na puro chikahan at marihan. Usapang nanay, tita, sis at Mars, lahat nandito yan. Teka, ano nga bang title na to?
Wala pa? Wala pa talaga?
Wala pa. As in, wala pa kaming title, the podcast.
Now streaming, stream now on Spotify.
Let's go beyond friendship. What if naman the person is a family member's ex?
You know, like, us in the family, sister, we're four girls and we're all hot, by the way.
So, never.
Never, because, well, my other sister, type niya babae, so she's out of the question na. Meron siyang girlfriend. Yung two other sisters ko, very, very different ng type. So it's not gonna happen.
Yeah.
And of course, their boyfriends, they look at me as an ate.
Mm.
Alam mo kung sino pa yung magkaka-type sa akin? Yung mga classmate ng bunso kong brother.
Mm.
Sila pa yung parang hot na hot sila sa akin, yung mga young teenagers.
Actually, hot yung brother mo. What if...
No,
agad hindi pa tapos yung question ko.
Yung brother ko is very fresh. Mahili ka sa ganong fresh.
Nabuitis ay.
So yeah, with like, I've never experienced having like a conflict with my family, kahit cousin, na parang yung cousin ko nakipag-hook up dun sa ex ko or what. Never ko pa na-experience that. But if mangyari yun sa akin, I think that is disgusting. I'm so sorry.
Ako pag sa family member ko mangyari, same rule like sa friend. Yung radical honesty, making a choice, and then taking
that is so weird, dude. Pag may mga family reunion kayo.
Yeah, but then you have to live with your truth. If that's your truth, then you have
to live
with it. And
there's 7 billion men in the world, yes, why would you go for your cousin's ex-boyfriend?
Because you cannot choose who your heart chakra is gonna flutter for. Ikaw wala kang ganung experience sa mga cousins mo. Ako, ang experience ko sa walang yung mga cousins kong lalaki. Both mom side and father side. Nung virgin pa ako, bata pa ako, yung older ko na guy cousin tried to seduce me, man.
Dude, alam mo, meron din akong ganyang cousin. Pero I think this is second. Oh my God. That's why pala may mga taboo shit ng mga cousin-cousin and shit.
Oh, although, nagkakantuhan kami, yung mga kinukwento niya, sobrang nakakahorny.
I think it happens talaga.
And nafe-feel ko may intention siya na to make do me have sex with him. Virgin pa ako. Siyempre, wala akong alam. So, nata-turn on ako. Pero still, ayoko kasi
yeah,
ito.
It's gross, yeah.
Tapos yung sa dad side ko naman, tomboy ako na naglalaro kami wrestling-wrestling sa kama. Tapos kung sino matalo, may make-upan. Kasi kanyari patay na siya. Make-up. Di wrestling-wrestling. Yung isang pinsan ko, niyayakap ako tapos sumihigang ganun sa bed habang nagre-wrestling kami. So, yakap.
Your cousin is maniac sa'yo.
O kaya, ako rin wala rin akong guy best friend. Parang wala akong patience magka-guy best friend kasi nararamdaman kong they no, wanna no, fuck. Yeah, they wanna... I cannot be best friend with someone who wants to fuck me.
Alam, yeah, that's actually gross.
Nararamdaman kong energy na yeah. Kunyari ka pa best friend pero gusto mo lang makascore. Yeah. Alam mo yun?
And some guys, they will call you best friend. Para medyo subtle yung kalandian nila.
Yeah, pero ikaw, you're a master of it eh. Nahahandle mo sila eh. Yeah. Wala akong patience
diba?
For that.
I'm really good at best friend zone. Actually, you wanna be in my life? You'll be my friend because hindi kita type. Mm. Or get out. Ganun na yon. Kung ipipilit mo na parang, I want more than friendship, go fuck yourself. I already put you in that position.
How about pag meron kang adopted baby brother? Na-attracted ka din sa adopted baby brother mo?
Or step-brother? I don't wanna adopt a brother because brothers are annoying as fuck. So I don't wanna adopt another one. So that's not gonna happen. Bakit? Kasi may error ka na in-adopt na baby brother and you want to fuck him?
I fucked him already before I adopted him as a baby brother. We fought already and he was like teasing me, like he was calling me tita, blah blah blah, because I'm older than him. So I told him, you're so cute, I think I want to adopt you as my baby brother. I told him,
so I think that's like adopted
baby brother zone ko siya kasi so annoying.
So do you have any advice to those girls falling in love with their best friend's ex-boyfriend?
As I've said earlier, you have to live with your truth. You have to have the courage to live your truth and speak your truth. Mm-hmm. Kung yun talaga yung truth ng heart chakra mo, heart mo yun ang sinasabi na, against all odds, I feel it's right for me to be with this guy who happens to be the ex of my friend. Then you be radically honest with yourself, you be radically honest with your friend, make a choice, take full responsibility of that choice. Wala kang sisisihin sa kung anong consequences ng choice mo, and then you commit to that choice, and then see where it goes. And if it's right time na magbalikan kayo ng friend mo kasi you really love each other, pag nagsubside na yung mga wounds, mga yung tensions. Mga pain, mangyayari din yun.
Well, with me, it's a no. I don't wanna lick someone else's ice cream, basically like that. And also, the thing that I was like telling you earlier, it's just like a diary na parang, pinahiram-hiram natin yung diary. Tas, kasi alam mo, because Metro Manila is so small and everyone's fucking everyone, malalaman na friend din ni ganito, ex ni ganito. Like,
yeah.
So, yeah, it's a no for me. I don't wanna do that. But yes, if you cannot help yourself, always communicate with a friend and just tell them what's up.
Yeah.
Respect both parties.
Yeah. You know, prior to my experience na hinukap ko yung ex ng kakilala ko, same na same yung sentiment ko as you. Never ako mag-hook up or magsa-sex ng... Kaya nga, di ba yung standard ko dati, pag na-sex na ng kakilala ko, shutdown agad sa akin yan. Pero... hindi ko piniling maramdaman yun eh. So, nung na-experience ko yun, nag-open na yung mind ko. And
na parang yung, it happens, you cannot control it.
You cannot choose
it. So, pag ganun nga, you have to talk to the friend talaga. Yeah. Na parang, I can feel it.
This is my truth.
Yeah. You know? So, anyway, that's it. I love how our dynamic is, diba?
We're both so intense about... our opinions.
So that's it, guys. Actually, that's a good topic. And I know a lot of girls can relate to this. So, yes, this is Tino Wells.
This is Amanda calling. And I'm still considering you letting me hook up with your brother, maybe.
I'll think about it, girl. So, guys, listen to our podcast, Be Witches, on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Please follow us on Instagram. It's be.witchesph. And Facebook, it's be.witchesph. And let us know what you think on the comments of our Facebook page or Instagram page.
Yes, that's us.
That's all. We hope you enjoy that. We love you.